Kyla D'Souza has grown up her whole life in a very unique family. But now that she's getting older, she's starting to ask some serious questions about where she comes from. Reporter Gina Pollack has the story.
Well, I thought he wasn't exactly my dad, but I made a present for him on like Father's Day. Then I made like this little thingy and it said like Dunkle, because he's my uncle, but he's like sort of my dad, but not really.
That's Kyla D'Souza. And like a lot of kids in the East Bay, she has a Dunkle. That's right. Her biological father is actually her uncle.
So my girlfriend at the time and I were together for a few years and then decided that we wanted to have a baby.
Jody D'Souza is Kyla's mom. She and her partner Donna needed a donor, but they didn't have to look far. Donna's brother Dre was the perfect choice.
We spoke to him and he immediately was on board. He's also gay. He lives here in San Francisco. And it was just an automatic, absolute yes.
Since Dre shares half his genes with Donna, his sister, this was the closest two moms could get, having a baby that belonged to both of them, biologically.
For the adoption process, Dre had to give up parental rights, which he was happy to do. And it was really, really fast.
Things have changed more since then. When Kyla was about 2, Donna and Jody split up, sharing custody. And then they both found new partners. So now...
I usually say I have 4. I usually say I have 4 moms.
Sometimes having 4 moms and a dunkle that you only see on special occasions can be a little confusing.
She said, Mommy, since you don't have sperm, how did the sperm get in you? So what I said was, remember Uncle Dre? He was very, very generous and he offered sperm.
And the questions did not stop there.
She then asked, okay, so did Uncle Dre get on top of you? And I said, great question, Kyla. Excellent question. No, he did not.
Now that Kyla's 11, the basic questions have been answered. But she's still grown up her whole life without a dad.
Still, like in this actual house, there's nobody who's a man. And in the other house, there's also nobody who's a man either. So it's like everybody just like woman, woman, girl, girl, female, female.
Kyla lives in Berkeley, and Jody says she has at least 5 friends who also have more than one mom.
I have a friend named Maggie, and she goes to my school. She has 2 moms. We always say, oh, I really wish I had a dad, because we all have like donors or dunkles or uncles or like stuff like that. And we never had the experience to actually have a dad. Like sometimes the stereotype is that the mom is all like straightforward and all like, like your dad would just like take you to your volleyball games and take you to your sports and like take you to your play dates and like hang out with you, have fun. But I don't really think so. Well, maybe I sort of think so. Well, no.
That uncertainty you hear, it's because Kyla's moms do all of those things. Take her to play dates, make her dinner. The gender roles that Kyla sees in movies and on TV are just different from her own family. Jody's strategy for explaining all of this to her preteen daughter is just to be as open and honest as possible. When Kyla asks a question, she just answers it.
I never worried about Kyla being made fun of because she didn't have a dad. I never thought that Kyla would have even a substantial worry about not having a dad because this is a normal thing for me. It's, you know, it's being gay, being a lesbian is just as simple as some other person being straight.
Jody and her partner Linda and Donna and Dre and Donna's ex-partner Robin, they're all bonded together in the life of this little girl.
You know, for me, family is anything that is a group of people together that can raise a child that in a child family that with love for each other, and we nourish the seed. You're my seed.
For Cross Currents, I'm Gina Pollack.
Come. Come here, my precious little boy. Mommy loves you so. We've got big things to talk about. Some things you have to know.